military aid for Ukraine. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The Pentagon announcing an additional $300 million in military equipment to help Ukraine battle Russian forces. Fox's David Spott is in Wilmington, Delaware.
The United States has given Ukraine more than $2 billion in financial assistance. The bulk of that amount of money is from what we've seen since the beginning of the war, about 5 weeks, a little over 5 weeks ago from now. Yesterday, in an exclusive interview with Brett Baer on Special Report, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that he's grateful for the U.S. help. He's in touch with President Biden and is always appreciative of even more help that may be on the way.
Ukraine says there's mounting evidence of Russia withdrawing its forces from around Kyiv and building up troop strength in eastern Ukraine. Russian and Ukrainian diplomats still trying to search for a middle ground and find a diplomatic resolution to the war. Ukrainian ambassador to the U.S., Oksana Markarova.
We still believe that while our president and our brave armed forces are defending our country and all of us will never surrender, but we always would want a diplomatic solution because we value every life and we want to save as many lives as possible.
Both sides met in an online format on Friday. The Biden administration continues to face criticism over rising gas prices. North Dakota Republican Congressman Kelly Armstrong is among the critics who say the administration needs to unleash American energy.
I think not just the United States and not just some of our friends in Washington, D.C., but I think the whole world is recognizing that if you allow us to unleash our capacity in states like North Dakota, that's not just great for my state, it's great for the country, but you know what else? It's great for world stability.
President Biden's short-term solution, releasing 1 million barrels of oil from U.S. reserves every day for the next 6 months. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A 7-member team of the National Transportation Safety Board has arrived in China to help investigate what caused last month's crash of a Boeing jetliner that killed all 132 people aboard. As part of that assistance, the plane's cockpit voice recorder is now being downloaded and analyzed at a U.S. lab in Washington. Radio host Alex Jones has lost his bid to avoid fines for missing a deposition in a lawsuit.
The bid by Alex Jones to not pay the $25,000 daily fine for not appearing for the deposition in a lawsuit filed by relatives of some of the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, rejected by Connecticut Judge Barbara Bellis, and she increased the fine by $25,000 each weekday until he shows up. Jones had asked for the ruling to be put on hold while he appeals the fines to the state Supreme Court. The family sued Jones after he claimed the 2012 shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, where 20 children and 6 educators were killed, was a hoax. He has since said he believes it happened. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
A gun bill heads to the governor's desk in Georgia. Fox's Lisa Brady has details.
The measure would make Georgia the 25th state with what supporters call constitutional carry, where legal gun owners can carry concealed handguns in public without a permit. Under Georgia's current laws, people have to obtain a license to carry a loaded handgun outside their own homes, businesses, or cars. And the license application includes fingerprinting and a background check. Democrats say doing away with that will lead to more deadly shootings, including Stacey Abrams, who's making a second run for governor, challenging Republican incumbent Brian Kemp, who says he looks forward to signing the bill. Republicans say it'll make it easier for people to protect themselves. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, when the faithful fast from dawn to dusk, began at sunrise today in much of the Middle East. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.